Welcome to 10 Good Minutes, a podcast from Mustang Church of the Nazarene. We interrupt this regular feed for a special late night Toddcast with the one and only Todd Hawthorne.
What?
We are here live on the scene of Extravaganza 2024, night two, in the Cummings household as we speak. Speaking of the Cummings, I'm going to throw this show over to Colton Cummings and Griffin Hawthorne.
Let's go. All right.
Introduce yourselves to the world if they don't know you already.
Yeah. So, welcome to the Mustang Nazarene late night talk show with myself, Colton Cummings.
And me, Griffin Hawthorne.
Yes, sir.
Colton here at Extrav. What have you done?
Yeah. So, we've been... Because all of Extrav is all about there's services at the end of the day and there's activities and random stuff in the middle of the day. And so I've been doing basketball. We've done band stuff, me and Griffin. And so
it's, you played your marimba, right?
Yeah, marimba solo, marching snare. So it was good.
So for those who don't know what Extravaganza is, it's a competition weekend. We go to services. We had a special speaker. Her name is Pastor Stephanie. And we've really enjoyed the things that she has taught us. And then there's been several other things, like the guys have played basketball, and you just got a live sneeze on the podcast.
That was from Jerry.
And it was a funny one. Jerry has been on the episode of the podcast. If you want to go back and scroll into the feed when they went to Camp Electric,
we're yapping, get back on track.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, as I was informed by Kayla Dravenstadt, I am a D1 yapper.
Explain yapper for all the old ones out there.
Yeah, so if you're new to teenage slang, yapping is just, that just means that you talk a lot. And a D1, I am informed as a what? What type of athlete is that?
That's a great athlete.
Yeah, so I'm the best yapper around. Division one yapper. Nice. All right, well, let's get back to Colton.
Yeah, but no, yeah, just basketball and band stuff. And what about you, Griffin? What have you been doing?
Yeah, we got a basketball team. I'm there. I don't say I play very much. Improv extraordinaire, they call me. And I'm also quite the pickleball player. Volleyball team got out the first round.
Wait, did you guys win a single pickleball game?
No.
That's pretty sad.
Did your team win any activities today?
Nope.
3 basketball games.
3 basketball games.
Okay.
One loss.
But hey, we weren't there for
that's
it.
Pretty
we
good.
We weren't there
true.
For it.
You weren't there for the loss.
The one time
so.
That we lost, we weren't there.
But also, we won't let that go to our head.
We also were playing the best team. So we abandoned him on the best team. But
we were, as the kids would say, cooked.
Cooked, yeah.
Yeah. Cooked. But, so I was looking up, because he told me I could kind of introduce some questions. So I looked up 24 best podcast segments ideas to captivate our listeners. So one of them on there was a historical highlight. So I thought I'd let you guys know that the Spanish-American War only lasted 2 months in 1898. You guys know that?
I didn't know that.
You know, unfortunately, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's your historical highlight of the day. Anyway, yeah.
That's crazy. Did that happen on April the 5th?
No. I don't know.
No.
Oh, what's April? What's the national day of April the 5th?
I don't know.
I think BJ would appreciate if it was like National Chicken Nugget Day. We talked about chicken nuggets on the podcast last week.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty funny. You should go listen to it.
What's April 5th, National Day?
This is an incoming report from Jack Hill, who said, please do not put me on this podcast, but he's sitting here at the table, so.
Wait, it says we should have a podcast shout out. What podcast are we going to shout out?
Shout out to BJ Shea over there at.
At 10 Good Minutes, the podcast that we're the feed that we're on right now.
What episode number is this? Wait,
I think we're in season 3, but we don't really.
Everyone go listen to season 2.
Season 2 is crazy.
What is it?
National Self-Care Day.
National Self-Care. The great one.
What are some ways that we have done self-care? I mean, I know Benson really hasn't because he's sunburned on top of his sunburn right now.
Benson, dude, that's tough.
I took an Aleve 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's some meat.
Dude, yes.
That's great.
I drank some water today. It's kind of cool.
Jack rescued himself from a migraine. Like,
good.
That was good. Yep. I feel like we've had a good day.
Yeah.
What are some of the songs that you guys did for the worship band?
The worship band. Yeah, unfortunately, Yeah.
Todd loves that song. He heard it till what time?
About 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. I was like, we are in the hour of 12:35 currently as we record this. It is our 18th hour of the day for most of us.
Yeah, we're about to play.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm thinking like, if I went to bed at 1 and I've stood for 19 hours today because we woke up so early.
Product review?
Yes. That's number 13 on 24 ways to captivate your listeners is product review. Can somebody, Griffin, give us a review of that Oreo cookie right there?
Okay. Oh, actually, I'm going to disregard what you just said.
Yeah, totally.
Shout out to Lanise Cummings.
Yes.
Because she got us a self-serve ice cream machine just for this. And it had vanilla.
Hey, lime's the same thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's pretty good, though, I mean.
What's the other one? Pineapple?
Pineapple.
Dole Whip.
Vanilla.
Dude. Yeah, Dole Whip.
Audience has got to go try some Dole Whip.
So, just come to Lanise's house anytime and she'll set you up.
Absolutely.
A real hard-hitting question, which Dole Whip do you prefer, Mobetta's or Hawaiian Bros?
Never been to Mobetta's.
Mobetta's.
Yeah, Mobetta's is Mobetta.
Mobetta?
Yeah, you should try it out.
That's really fun.
I think Pastor BJ would agree with me on that one.
But you never...
BJ is a Hawaiian.
I was going to say, is the resident Hawaii expert that's around true. The church.
You also never reviewed the Oreo. Can we get a review of the Oreo?
Oh yeah, let's get a review.
Let's grab one.
This is what they would call ASMR for those who are not familiar with that. I actually have no idea what it means. But if you heard that sound, that is the worst sound in the world. Now Griffin, what would you say? And that's the sound of a bag opening. How would you say that cookie is on a scale of 1 to 2? That's the best cookie I've ever had in my entire life.
7.
7.
Brilliant.
What kind of Oreos are they?
Double stuff.
Yeah, the only way to go.
I have a theory. So what's happened over time is double stuff is now just regular stuff. And mega stuff is now double stuff. And over time...
So we're desensitized.
But did you ever try the most stuff?
I didn't.
Bad.
Were you aware of the Mandela effect that was on on these Oreos? Because people thought they were double stuffed and they're actually just double stuffed.
Okay, but why? Well, hold
and stuff is spelled with one F.
I was about to say that. Why does it only have somebody steal the two F's from them and copyright it?
I think someone stole the FED from stuffed because I always thought it was double stuffed. Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
Like it's like the thing that we got like Cheez-Its.
I have a theory.
There's no Z.
Jack has a theory.
Oh, there's Jack here, by the way, too.
If the F and the E and the D are missing, then it was the feds.
It
does check out.
It really does check out.
That's crazy.
Conspiracy theory podcast.
That was from Jack. That was from Jack over here.
Yeah.
The resident loony.
Yeah, so if we're a bit delusional, it is 12:38 a.m., so we're having a great time.
Noah, do you have any funny stories from the day?
Well, just a few minutes ago, we all yelled, "Shut up, Ethan," because he was yapping away. And as you've learned, yapping is, you can type it into the comment section down on Spotify.
Do.
Because you can leave comments and let us know how you think of the podcast. It's pretty sick. I don't know if we actually can read them because I have never tried it myself.
Are you illiterate? Is that why?
Well, I think that would be like that girl from Glee. I think she's illiterate, but... That's also a joke for the Gen Z demographic listening to this podcast. Shout out to our few listeners who listen to us regularly.
Yes.
Shout out Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul.
Shout out Rustin Horner. Yeah. Thank you guys for always listening and being so faithful. I just know specifically that you two listen. Hey, if you do listen,
comment.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
You can't really subscribe to a podcast.
You can.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the follow button on Spotify. Oh,
Jack just followed.
It's just there.
It's This is as our intern.
I just doubled our followers.
As our intern Grant McNew would say, that's a big win for the program.
All
a big W.
We are
W.
Just talking to an iPhone for no reason. This is great.
And this is gonna drop on the feed next week. And we're all gonna be like, man, people at church have to hear what we just said.
I'm not excited for that Oreo to go. That'll be.
Speaking of that Oreo to go, I have our word for the day.
Meticulous.
Meticulous. Something or someone described as meticulous or as extreme or excessive care and consideration for treatment.
That's just April 5th word.
Yeah, April 5th word of the day.
Interesting.
You have a problem
with
it? Why?
I actually don't.
Demonstration better.
Interesting.
Jerry's putting his.
Jerry's got a comment. Jerry, what was that?
I like the word defenestration better.
Defenestration.
What does that mean?
To throw someone out the window.
To throw someone out the window. Jerry, come here. Let's go. Throw Jack out.
Well, if you're not seeing what we're seeing, Jerry just threw Jack out the window.
Jack.
Hey, Jack not in real life, okay? We got his best spot. This is crazy.
Jack is outside right now in Keith and Lenny's Cummings pool. Wait, he's
Jack,
swimming
get out
around,
there. Get out
and
there.
It
quick,
is
go,
50
quick,
degrees.
Quick.
Did you guys just see that?
Oh, my
God. That's crazy. Wow. Wasn't it?
I didn't even know Jerry could throw you that.
We need a video segment, a part of this, so we can prove what we're talking about is real.
I was gonna say
y'all would be shocked if you just saw what happened.
I mean, it was really one of the craziest things.
I think a T-Rex popped out of the pool and grabbed Jack and put it back in.
Oh my God, Jack.
He's gone.
So before before the podcast, we talked about teaching our grandparents some youth slang words that are of the appropriate variety. We've already taught them yapping. What was the other one we taught them? Do you remember?
Are we already 12 minutes in?
Yeah, we're already 12 minutes in. That's crazy.
We're 10 good minutes. We're now on our 8 bad minutes. Sorry, continue what you were saying.
Hey, we can go 20. A double.
I think we could.
Hey, continue. We are cooking.
We're cooking. So, Griffin, explain what cooking is for the... Because a lot of people think, I'm going to throw an egg in the frying pan and, like, cook it up.
So, I think it's easier to use an example here today.
Okay.
Today we're playing basketball. No, actually I'm going to use improv. Today our improv team cooked. So our improv team wasn't actually cooking, like, with eggs and stuff. We did well. We performed well. So, we cooked.
Yeah.
So, I guess you could say cooked is...
And you also could say cooked, though, in a negative context as well, right?
Yeah. Whenever I was playing basketball, I had just eaten eggs before, and I thought I was going to throw them up, so I looked into the stands and I said, I'm cooked.
So. And that was a really funny moment from the day that I heard... Oh, probably our best moment of the day. 7:30, nobody has gone to any, like, big... what's the... Gosh, Jack... nobody has gone to any like competition yet, and I get a phone call from Tyler Lemke, and he goes, hey, Noah, AJ, and Benson locked themselves in the pickleball court. And I said, how? I was like, it's a fence. Like, that shuts. They had magnets had caught and locked them in. And so they're just like, they're just playing pickleball when I get down. And they sounded like really nervous on the phone. So I was like, well, I think it was just mainly Tyler. But I was like, what's going on? I get down there and I call the guy who's in charge of all the games. And he's like, there's just a button that you press.
No way.
They walk over, press the button. And then Tyler walks in and Jerry shuts the door on him again as we were leaving. It was a pretty funny way to start the morning.
Yeah.
But y'all got anything else to share with our podcast audience?
Hold up. There's a couple we can use. So other segments.
Right.
10 is debate corner. 11 is guilty pleasures. Do you have any guilty pleasures, Griffin?
No.
Oreos at 12:30,
I guess I'd have to say.
There you go. Do we have any debates we want to have a corner in?
debates.
I don't know. I was like, if we have too many debates, it could get crazy.
What's the top three best types of grass? I think that's the thing. That's
Bermuda.
What else? So we got really.
It's definitely not that like turf stuff that we had to step on tonight.
Turf, like artificial, is that number two? Because that's the only other.
No,
option.
That's the worst.
No, that's
three.
Yeah,
that's
number three.
What's two?
Bermuda's definitely number one.
Yep.
The way it just feels like it kind of like wraps around your toes whenever you walk in it.
Can we see? I'm allergic to grass, so like I just don't like.
You're
any
allergic
kind
to
of it.
Grass?
Yeah, it's the worst thing to be
don't
allergic.
Don't eat
to
it. How that works?
Huh?
Then don't eat it.
No, but like if I'm like mowing
you
the grass,
you would have done great in the dust bowl.
Yeah. With the dust bowl, it's crazy. Do you even know what the dust bowl is?
Yeah.
Do we have any viewers that are around during the Dust Bowl?
That would be insane.
That would be crazy. That'd be that was cool. Like 19.
Hey, if you're from the Dust Bowl, comment.
Yeah, drop a comment. If you can, comment.
Drop a comment. That is... Well, folks, if you didn't know one thing about the youth demographic... Oh my gosh. The sarcasm is real. If you don't know what sarcasm means, you should go to the internet and look it up. Because I don't think I can explain it. Oh, guys.
That was 10 good minutes in a long time ago.
We're going to wrap things up. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of 10 Good Minutes. Be sure to check out all the happenings at the local church by going to MustangNaz.org/nothing. You can just go to MustangNaz.org and like click on all the tabs and have a great time.
Yes.
DJ usually signs off with Stay Classy Metaverse, but I can't really do that. So I'm going to say have a great day and we love you.
Bye.